Last September, our son, Greg, came to us and he said, "Mom and Dad, I'm going to take a trip to Oregon to see Gregory and his family, and I want to take you with us." I wasn't very excited. I'm pretty much a homebody, and to think about going all them miles to Oregon, but they convinced me that that's probably the right thing to do, so we hit the airport at Tulsa. Everything was smooth and running good, and then we landed in Denver. The first problem was we had a 45-minute layover, but we spent 35 minutes of it sitting on the tarmac in Tulsa before we ever took off. So whenever we got there, we just made a mad rush from the gate we got in on and to the one we went out on, and whenever we got there, they was leaving, so it was quite a trip. And coming back was even worse, so. So I decided that'll probably be the last time I fly. Not because I don't like to fly, I just don't like the crowd. But I did learn some things on that trip. The visit was great. We got to see Gregory and Kelly and their three kids, and got to be some of the first ones to find out that number four was on the way. So we keep thinking we're done with them great-grandkids, but they keep showing up. And after all that hubbub and going through all that mess at Denver, I was really glad I live in Kansas, Oklahoma. And I was glad that Greg was there, because if it hadn't have been for him, Kay and I would probably still be in Denver looking for the gate to get out. So it was quite an eventful thing. But something happened on that trip that the first thing that caught my attention is as we was going through the mess in Denver and walking as fast as this old man could walk, and Kay was slowing down because I passed her up. And I knew she was slowing down, getting tired. And I looked, and Greg turned around, and he looked at his mom, and he could come back, and he said, "Here, let me have that." And he took her suitcase. You know, so he's going down through there with two suitcases, and I'm tagging along back, dragging mine, and trying to keep up. But as I went through the whole process, I got to thinking, what Greg did for his mom is what God did for us. He saw us dragging along in all the hubbub and things that goes on in our world today. And he decided he wanted to carry our baggage. He wanted to be there for us. And so that got me thinking, and I looked up some scriptures, and there was so many of them, I didn't have enough paper to write on. But I did pick about three. 1 Peter 2:24 says, "He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree so that we might die to sin and live to righteousness." And then it says, "His wounds healed us." And Hebrews 9:28 says, "Christ sacrificed once to take away the sins for many people and will appear again the second time, not to bear sins, but to bring salvation to those who are waiting on him." And then in Matthew 11:28, it says, "Come to me, all ye who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest in your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." We have rest whenever we have fellowship with God. That's where our rest comes from. And I like the part where he says, "Take my yoke." That in my mind, I formed this picture. A yoke was set up for two ox to pull together. And I thought, what kind of a picture would that look like if you just put one ox in the yoke and expected him to pull? And Jesus said, I don't expect that. I'm going to be in the yoke with you. And we're going to pull together. And we're going to get where we need to get. And whenever I was a kid, we sang a song. A lot of times, or sometimes at least, as an invitation hymn. And I want to read one verse and the chorus. Jesus paid it all is the name of the song. And verse 4 says, and when before the throne I stand in him complete, Jesus died my soul to save, my life shall repeat. And the chorus is, Jesus paid it all to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, he washed it white as snow. And I want to use that for an invitation this morning as we come around the table and as we remember the sacrifice that Christ made on the cross for us. So this morning, as we partake of these emblems, I want to read from Luke chapter 22 and verses 19 and 20. It says there, and he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, this is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. So let's take the cup with the bread. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you. Let's take the cup. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for this blessing that we've just had, the opportunity to come to this table, to take the time to remember the sacrifice that you made for us. I thank you, Father, for the great love that you show for us as you take care of us day after day and provide for us. I just thank you, Father, and love you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Share one more little thing with you. 1 John 4:11 says, dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another.